Module 8 Planning Process. At this point, you should have a good understanding of the types of programs and what they are. You have done your research and see what you need to factor into your plan. Now it's time to get started with creating the program. A well-planned program could be the determining factor between success and failure. A great health and wellness plan can increase productivity and morale, but a poor one can decrease them. Form a health and wellness team or committee. When you are creating a company-wide program, it is important to include the company. Having input from the employees makes the program more accessible and is a way for you to make sure it is something that every employee can relate to. A health and wellness team or committee is a group of diverse representatives from within the company that assist in the creation of the health and wellness plan. When you create your committee, you want to make sure that you get a broad network of employees. When selecting the committee, you want to include regular employees and senior management. Examples of health and wellness committee members may include human resource representatives, employee nurse, union representative or leader, company legal representative, executive or senior management, marketing representative, regular employee representatives from various departments. Define goals. Once your committee has been determined, you will want to collectively define your goals. Hopefully, you have done your research and determined what the needs are in your company. Your committee can review the information collected and determine what type of programs need to be implemented. Having your goals clearly defined will help you create a blueprint of how to build your health and wellness program. Clearly defined goals are important, but you also need them to be realistic. A realistic goal is a goal that can be attained in a practical fashion. For example, while most of us would like to set a goal of 100% participation in the wellness program, that is unrealistic. A more realistic goal would be 65% participation. When setting the goals, here are some things to consider. Who is the goal for? Is it for the whole company, a select demographic of employees, or a specific department? Is this something the employees would be willing to participate in? How can it be implemented? What kind of manpower and resources is it going to take? When should it be implemented? Is this something that you can start immediately or seasonally? What is the preferred action or reaction? How can the success rate be measured? How often can the success rate be measured? Is there an incentive, and if so, what is it? Budget. So you've done your research and have your big ideas on paper. The next step is to gauge what the budget will need to be. So what exactly is a budget? According to Webster's Dictionary, it is defined as an estimate of expenditure for a set period of time. Figuring out how much you can spend on a program is important. The Wellness Council of America recommends that at least $100 to $150 per employee per year should be spent on promoting wellness. They also suggest adding another $300 per employee annually if incentives and health coaching are desired. You don't want to start a wellness program only to discontinue it the next year, so when making the budget, you need to have sustainability in mind. Having a health and wellness plan that goes to the wayside due to budgeting issues will drop morale and thus productivity. When you submit a budget, you want to make sure you have all of your potential expenses covered so that in the end, your company and employees can gain the reward. You may also need to include what the company's projected financial return would be on implementing the employee health and wellness program. Corporate Wellness Magazine reported that every $1 invested in employee wellness programs yields roughly $4 in savings through reduced sick days, higher productivity, and decreased overall health costs. Items you should consider in the budget should include materials costs, the costs of the materials for the program, including the rental on areas where functions are held. Incentive costs, how much you want to spend on incentives for program participation. Outsourced costs, doctors, vendors, and other contractors. Advertising costs, the costs of flyers, posters, and other advertising for the wellness program. Employee time costs, cost of employees who participate in creating, implementing, and maintaining the program. The committee could be included in this cost. Programs and policies. At this point, you're going to want to identify which of your goals are going to be policy and which are going to be programs. So what's the difference? In this instance, a policy is a guideline that an employee has to follow as a requirement for their employment. Adopting a smoke-free work environment and banning use of tobacco on the property would be an example of a policy. A program in this context is voluntary, and the employee can select to participate or not. An example of a program would be offering a weight loss program for the employees. Case study. Philip is a fitness enthusiast and wanted his employees to follow in his footsteps. He decided to create an employee health and wellness program. The program he wanted to create focused mostly on weight loss and physical activity. He has decided that he didn't need to have a committee to help him plan his program. He can do it himself. He didn't do any research because he felt like he knew that no one in his company is exercising enough. He decided to put the health and wellness changes in his policies and not into a voluntary program. The wellness plan consisted of mandatory exercising for 30 minutes a day, fast food banned from the property, green tea and water only area allowed on the property, no other drinks. After implementing the program, he had a huge spike in job abandonment and a drop in productivity. This confused him because he had just implemented this wellness program to help enrich his employees' lives.